The next page following the Torah is a photocopy of a Mishnah Berurah. So the Shulchan Aruch is on top. Mishnah Berurah is in the middle of the page, the main commentary that we have from the 20th century on the Shulchan Aruch. So Siman Resh Peh Hey, which is to the Kroha Parasha Shnei Mikra Vechatargam, the Halacha and the Shulchan Aruch, where one is obligated to read the Parasha twice the text and once the Targum. Sif Aleph, Afal Pi, even though Shadam Shemiah Kol Torah Kula Kol Shabbos B'tzibur, that a person hears the entire Torah reading on Shabbos morning in a minyan, in a congregation, publicly, Chayav L'kros Liatzmo, he still is obligated to read to himself B'chol Shavua, every week, Parshas Asoa Shavua, that specific weekly portion, Shtayim Mikra V'chatargum, twice with the text and once with the Targum. Afilo Ataros V'divon, even the words such as Ataros and Divon. Sifes, Im Lamad, if a person learned, turn the page, HaParsha, the Parsha Beferish Rashi, with the commentary of Rashi, Chashub Kimo Targum, as we had seen, based on the Rush, and then based on the Torah, that is considered to be the equivalent of doing Targum, and fulfills the same obligation of Targum. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues, as we saw already in the Divrei Chamudos, Virei Shamayim Mikra Targum, someone who fears heaven should read Targum, Vigam Pirush Rashi, and also Rashi as well. So the Shulchan Aruch's preferred system would be to do both Targum and Rashi, if possible, for Yirei Shamayim. Mishnah Berurah, so back one page again. Aleph, the gross that smoke b'chol Shavua, to read the Parsha to himself every week, Hainu, which means to say, Shalei Akdim, the cross called the Moso Shavua, that one should not start early and get ahead of the Tzibur, Vagam Lo Yacher, should not delay and get behind the Tzibur, but rather one should be in tune with the weekly Parshas of Shavua. That Tzorech Lashlim Parshiosafi Batzibur, as the Gemara explained, that one should complete the Parshios with the Tzibur, which means simultaneously. B'chol Mashlim Parshiosaf Batzibur, and according from the Gemara, he says, anyone who completes his Parshios with the congregation, Marichan Lo Yamav Ushnosav, he'll have lengthened days and lengthened years. I'm going to skip Sivkat and Beis and go to the bottom line of the Mishnah Berurah, Gimel. V'divon, the Gemara and everyone else has been saying, we also have to say Ataros and Divon, which are city names. Rotzel Amar, Mishnah Berurah says it means to say, Afal Pish Eimo Targum, even though there's no Aramaic translation for these city names of Ataros and Divon, as we saw by Rashi. If you remember in the Gemara, that was Rashi's understanding of it. Turn the page. Top Mishnah Berurah, Hu Adin Ruvain Shimon, it's also the same halacha regarding proper names such as Ruvain Shimon, the Chayotze Bazen, things like that. Tzarech Likroso Gimel Poim. You have to then read those three times, because there is no Targum for them, so you read, say, three times. Twice for the Mikra obligation, once for the Targum obligation. V'yesh Machmirin, and those that are strict, V'ataros V'divon, Sheish B'Targum Yushalmid, by Ataros V'divon, which has a Targum Yushalmid, but not Targum Unklus in the original texts. Tzarech Likroso Shama Targum. You have to read the Targum of the Yerushalmi in that, for those words. And that we saw was probably based on the Tosfos, and it appears that either our current editions of the Unklus have already incorporated this Targum Yerushalmi into our current versions and printed texts, or else the wording of the Gemara should really be switched from Ataros Divon to Divon Vataros, as we saw the second pasuk brought by the Mesoros Hashas. Sivkat and Dal, three lines down in the Mishnah Berurah, the Perash Rashi, so the Shulchan Aruch does pasuk in the halacha that Rashi is considered to be like Targum. Shuma Faresha Samikra Kamosha Faresha Targum of Yosef Rimena, because he explains the text in a manner similar to the way Targum explains the text, meaning he provides proper context based on our original and authentic Mesorah, but he does even more. Rashi goes even further to really explain well in detail. Aval, however, in Kra'abish Allah, if you read it in any other foreign language, Shuma Faresha Rakas Amilas Techud, which is only a translation explaining the meaning of every single word in that other language, Lo Yatza De Chavaso Bimkom Targum, that does not fulfill one's obligation as Targum, as Tosos had pointed out that we saw inside, the Fisha Targum Mifaresh Kamad Varim Shein Lahavin Mitoch HaMikra, because as we know, Targum goes further than just translating and actually provides context and explains some things that would be impossible to understand just in the text itself, as quoted in Tosfos in the name of Rabbi Yosef. Sif Katan Hey. Chashuv Kimo Targum, Rashi is considered to be like Targum, V'alkin, and therefore Yotzei Bamesh Korish Nefamim Mikra V'yachar Perush Rashi. One can read the text twice and then Rashi once. V'yosam Psukim She'in Lehem Perush Rashi, and those verses that do not have a commentary of Rashi on them, Mikra Asan Shalosh Pamim, you have to read them three times. Someone had reached out to me and asked a question about this, and here is the source for the answer for that. That it's explicit that if a Pasuk does not have any commentary of Rashi, one should read that pasuk three times. Nishenu barhachi shevin is perash Rashi, but somebody who is not yet at a level where they can understand properly the perash Rashi, roish the gross varui the gross beferush haTorah sheish b'lashon Ashkenaz bizmanenu. He should read in, he's saying in German, but the vernacular one should read it in English then to understand it. Something that explains it in that same manner that Rashi would explain it. Go and say it's Enerena, Chayotzebaza. There's a sefer that's written in Yiddish called Enerena, which goes into detail explaining the Torah behind it. Amavrinus Aparsha, Piperish Rashi, which explains the Torah based on the opinion and commentary of Rashi, or Shach Chamin Azab, Hamidim Al Yisrael Talmud, or any other rabbis who are writing commentaries that are built on the foundations that were set up by the Gemara, by Chazal, which is the authentic understanding of the Torah. So there are commentaries today that are written in a manner that have that slant to it, that using the authentic interpretations given by Rashi. I think nowadays, though, it's a very simple way to get around this, and that's using the English translations of Rashi, which exist in several printers right now. Art Scroll, Mitsuda, Cincino, all have English translations of Rashi, which fulfill any possible requirement one may have until one is familiar with the language of Rashi, which you will get by doing it over and over again, year after year. And Siv Katan Vav, Targum Perish Rashi, the Yer Shemayim, someone who fears heaven should do both Targum and Rashi. He says, Get Targum Yishlamala, because Targum does have some preferred status, Shneitam B'Sinai, because it was given on Har Sinai, as we explained in the Divrei Chamudos. The Gam Hu Mefaresh Kol Mila Mila, and also it explains every single word. Since it's almost a translation, it's explaining every word also, and it's given on Har Sinai. So those two very important points of why it is a primary commentary to use. Mefaresh Rashi, Yesh Lo Mala, but Rashi also has something that is a very elevated status, that gives it elevated status. Shemefresh Asinyana, Pimidresh Chazal, Yosemi HaTargum, that explains the topic in context, based on the understanding of Chazal, much more than the translation of Targum would do, because it goes into much more detail. Rashi goes into much more detail, giving the background information and explaining, not just trying to fit how see how the words mean, but also giving the background information in the context. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, truthfully, this is the best for all people to do. Shemar b'chol shavua sidra in Pirash Rashi levad Targum, that one should learn the Parshas Shavua every week with Rashi and the Targum. Kish kama parshios b'Torah, because there are several parshios found in the Torah, b'fad b'chalik v'yikra, specifically in Sefer v'yikra. Shiev shal havinam klal ide Targum l'chud, that just reading translations of them in Aramaic or even English would not give one an understanding as to what exactly is happening. All the sacrificial sections dealing with the laws of the sacrifice is very abstract unless you have a background explaining it. And Rashi goes into much better detail for that than a translation would.